Life doesn't get any easier. We become more resilient. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we get tips on how to become a more resilient person. Enjoy.
No one ever achieved greatness inside of their comfort zone. To rise to your true potential, you have to be pushed. The problem is, life isn't fair. Life's not going to wait around for you to make up your mind on a big decision. It's not going to ease up on you so you can catch your breath and get ready for the next hardship. Instead, life is going to hit you hard. It's going to hit you again and again and again. You're never going to have the luxury of having to deal with only one painful experience at a time, or only one hardship at a time. Instead, you're going to have to learn to take the hits and endure the hardships and bounce back. This means that you're going to have to learn to be resilient. Studies show that people who are resilient when faced with stress are measurably happier than those who are not. The same studies show that resilient people also have more control over their emotional state of mind. Look, only you can bring yourself down. When you're in control of your focus, the outside world cannot break you. When you're resilient, nothing can keep you down. Here are 3 strategies for building up psychological resilience. First, focus on how good it could be, not how bad it could get. Everybody has bad days, but it could always get worse, no matter what. The possibility for things to go wrong is infinite, but the possibility for things to go right is also infinite. So start looking at the other side of the coin. Bold optimism, backed by action, will bring you peace of mind. Blind pessimism, on the other hand, will not. Stop preparing for the worst case scenario and just hoping for the best. Instead, expect the best and take nothing less. Listen, when you focus on your problems, you create problems. You give them energy. The only way to be more resilient in life is to start focusing on solutions. Once you make a mistake, experience a failure, or identify a problem, move quickly from understanding the problem to finding solutions. As soon as you understand the problem, start solving it. Only then will you be the kind of resilient person who turns pain into productivity and loss into opportunity. Second, channel your energy into productive action, not whining. Look, nobody worthwhile wants to hear how bad you have it. Nobody wants to hear about how unfair your life is. Instead, they want to hear your plans for making your life better. When you whine, you encourage other people to whine, and you attract whiny people to you. As a result, you start getting pulled into other people's conflicts. You start getting sucked in to drama and negativity. Whether it's a friend calling to complain, some troll baiting you on social media, or a colleague sending you passive-aggressive emails, you'll jump right in because surrounding yourself with other whiners makes you feel less whiny. Get it? Whining prevents you from being resilient. Sinking into other people's problems prevents you from bouncing back from your own problems. It's hard enough to be resilient in the face of your own problems, let alone in the face of other people's problems too. The only way to regain control is to stop whining about your problems and stop tolerating other people's whiny behavior. Instead, channel your energy into productive action. When something goes wrong, take action. When someone complains, ignore them and then take action in your own life. Realize that your time is valuable and it can't be wasted by whining or by complaining. Third, don't be too lazy to ask for help. Asking for help takes energy. The reason that people have a hard time asking for help is not because of their pride or because of their consideration for others. It's because they're lazy. When you ask for help, you have to get up the courage to ask. And being courageous is emotionally draining. It's something you have to practice and work at. Second, you have to follow through on your end of the bargain when you ask for help. And this scares a lot of people. It's much easier to give up after trying something on your own, because then you can try once or twice and you have an excuse to tell yourself if you fail. You can tell yourself and other people things like, I tried, but I didn't know how. Or I tried, but no one would help me. That's so lazy. It's much harder to ask for help and have the person helping you hold you accountable, and then to have to follow through on your end of the bargain. If you've tried something on your own, attacked it from every single angle, and then ended up stuck, don't just keep spinning your wheels. Don't just give up. Instead, ask for help. The key is to ask the right person for help and to again, follow up on your end of the bargain. Don't just ask for help and then expect other people to do everything for you. Ask for help and then work twice as hard. It doesn't make you weak to ask for help. It makes you stronger. It makes you more resilient. But only if you ask for it when you truly need it. And only if you are the hardest working person in the partnership. So stop being lazy. Get help when you need it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.